Hey folks, welcome to the series premiere of 10 Minutes or Less. I'm your host, Ed Hayes. The purpose of 10 Minutes or Less is to provide awesome books, great ideas, and learning techniques from these books and share this with you guys in 10 minutes or less. So today we're going to be taking a look at one of my favorite books, A Mind for Numbers by Dr. Barbara Oakley. I want to take a look at four of my favorite learning strategies that I can use professionally and personally. So I want to take a look at the Pomodoro method, mental contrasting, mind mapping, and finally recall. So let's get started. So the Pomodoro method, how it works is that it's a time management strategy and it helps you manage your time more effectively. How it works is you set 20 to 25 minutes on timer, and you focus intently at the task at hand. So let's say you're a student and you're working on a big project for school, or if you're at work, working on a report for your manager, that's all you'll be working on for that 20 to 25 minute interval. You want to tune out all distractions like text messages, phone calls, emails, as best as you can and focus only on the task at hand. Oakley mentions a paradox in learning. While it is important to be persistent and focused with whatever you're learning, it's also just as important to be able to have your mind go into a diffuse mode, to be able to relax. So a key element of the Pomodoro technique is the ability to reward yourself after each session. It could be a small reward, like just taking a break, looking at your phone, listening to music, or going for a walk after a longer session. So that's the paradox of learning that Oakley mentions, and it's actually key in creating new solutions and new creative ideas to get to the problem at hand. I learned that the Pomodoro technique helps me minimize procrastination as I focus more on the process at hand rather than the result. An example came when I was back at school at Rutgers. Our professor had us design a demand planning model. I focused only on the process, so I would just worry about planning Pomodoro sessions, focusing only on doing the best I could within that given amount of time. Eventually, it took 6 hours to create that demand planning model. However, I learned that just the ability to focus on whatever you're doing without any distractions helps you internalize and be able to learn that much more effectively. So initially, it did take me 6 hours to create this demand planning model. However, after practice and intense focus, I was able to recreate the same model in less than 20 minutes. So it was from that moment on that things clicked with the Pomodoro technique, and I've been using it ever since. Second technique I want to take a look at is mental contrasting. Mental contrasting is picturing where you are now and contrasting it with memories of your past and hopes and dreams that you have for your future. A powerful example that Oakley uses describes a student hoping to get into medical school. How you mental contrast is to picture yourself as a doctor. Picture yourself years from now, living the life that you want to live for yourself, and contrast that with elements of your reality. So your reality can have a clunker of a car. You can have student debt, as well as eating ramen noodles every night. It's powerful because you think of where you want to go. This mental contrast, you picture yourself living the life that you want, and it brings hope and a strategy to get where you want to go from point A to point B. How I use it professionally, I think back to Hurricane Maria during my introduction to supply chain course at Rutgers. That was a starting point for me to really get into supply chain. I learned how supply chain can be used as a tool to increase the quality of life for people around the world who are struggling. So where I'm at now, I'm building diverse skill sets in supply chain, different rotations like customer service, transportation, and operations. And I picture myself teaching. I picture myself teaching, whether it's back at Rutgers or volunteering at local high schools and educating the next generation of supply chain students from my experiences and experiences from peers that I've been able to work with throughout my career. So third technique is called mind mapping. How this works is that you create visuals of familiar places like your house or your route to school, and you store concepts that you want to recall. So now whenever I read, I'll go from one page to another and create mental metaphors almost that helps me remember key concepts. For example, there's a chapter dedicated to overconfidence in A Mind for Numbers. So how I remember this chapter is that I created this mental story, this mental map that I can recall easily. So one of the key ideas is the ability to use both sides of your brain, both the left side for focus and the right side for the ability to think with a big picture in mind. So with that said, I brought in elements, and you could be creative as you want with this, but I brought in elements from Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises. There, Bane is an overconfident villain to Batman. So what helps me remember overconfidence is having Bane put on this helmet, and that reminds me to be able to focus when I need to solve and be results-oriented, but at the same time also have that big picture, goal-oriented, long-term mindset in place. Another example I use from that chapter is having Bane, this overconfident villain, skydiving with his henchmen, one on his left, one on his right, and he's just trying to be the fastest between his henchmen. This reminds me of the ability to push the envelope and be competitive in a respectful way with your peers. Challenge their ideas in a respectful way, but the ability to do that can raise the game not only of yourself, but of your business and the folks that you're working with. So just those mental images can really help things click, and the stories that you're able to shape for yourself, create for yourself from these mind maps, can help you retain information that you read about, that you hear about, and recall that information super effectively. And finally, getting into recall, that's the fourth concept that I want to discuss. For me, I struggled with retaining information on things that I've read, trying to recall what I've read from previous books. So what I liked about this book, A Mind for Numbers, is that it challenged me to think. So if I read something, instead of just trying to reread it a few times, I now find myself looking away and thinking, what was on that page? How can I relate that to something that I've learned in the past? So you test yourself. That's the underlying concept of recall, the ability to test yourself. So it's changed my reading behavior as I now read a chapter during one evening, and then the next morning I'll break out my whiteboard and I'll try to recall all the information that I've read from the day before. Finally, I open up the book, see if there's any missing information, help me fill in the gaps. But for me, I've been able to learn very deeply from what's in this book, just by recalling and testing myself. And I think it's also important for folks coming out of college or who are looking for a job, just the ability to recall conversations that you have with folks in your network or recruiters, just the ability to recall key ideas from a conversation that can set you apart from another person who may be interested in the same position. So it's just one more idea to keep in mind as you build your own career, build your own professional life. So I'm glad I was able to speak on the Pomodoro technique, mental contrasting, mind mapping, and the ability to recall. I hope some of these ideas from Dr. Barbara Oakley's A Mind for Numbers resonates with you. I hope some of this sticks. And thank you for your time. This was 10 minutes or less.